Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
State Attorney General Martha Coakley is crisscrossing the state in her first week as an official candidate for governor. On the day she announced yesterday, Coakley kicked off the campaign in Medford, where she lives, then visited other towns. Today, she heads west, with stops that include North Adams, where Coakley grew up. To talk more about her candidacy and the issues, we're joined now by State Attorney General Martha Coakley. Good morning, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning. My pleasure.
In your announcement video yesterday, Attorney General, you addressed what you called the elephant in the campaign, that is, your loss to Scott Brown in the 2010 U.S. Senate race. Let's talk politics for a second before we talk issues. You said a lot of folks say that politics is tough, and it can be. I know what it's like to lose a race. I know how hard that is, quotes from you. So let me ask you, why go through this again?
You know, after that race, it was a tough loss, obviously. I did get right back to work because that's why I run for office. I care about the folks in Massachusetts, and I got right back to my job as Attorney General. I was back out in the streets talking to folks and, frankly, shaking hands to get reelected. And I have found that in my work as District Attorney and as Attorney General and, as I hope, as the next governor, my efforts and my passion, frankly, about serving people here in Massachusetts, particularly now at a critical time when we need to turn this economy around. We need for everybody, not just for some, and we need to modernize our schools and our educational system. That's what really drives me.
First day on the campaign trail, you emphasized education as a top priority. What's the state not doing right now that it needs to?
Let me just say that I think we have a great educational system here. I think we have a governor who's invested in education. We're the envy of everybody in the country. But we still need to come into the 21st century in terms of using technology, using a longer school day, making sure that kids are learning in ways that are tailored to them, and making sure that everybody, not just kids who we want to give the skills and abilities to compete in a global economy, but everybody who wants a vocational or technical education, people want to come back to the workforce.
As you know, the nation is reeling this morning from yet another mass shooting. 13 people dead at the Washington Navy Yard yesterday, including the alleged gunman. On Beacon Hill right now, there are 60 bills under consideration aimed, supporters say, at toughening up and tightening up gun laws. What's the most important bill to you?
Frankly, one of the issues that I think we need to focus on, and it has to be done at the federal level, is better background checks and handling of assault weapons. We have very tough laws in Massachusetts. The real issue are illegal guns that come into Massachusetts from outside, and frankly, having guns in the hands of people who aren't prepared to use them safely.
The economy is on the rebound. You're talking about the economy this morning. But what do we do to pump it up further, especially in relation to job creation in Massachusetts, which continues to lag, even though it is growing slowly?
It's a critical time here. As I've talked to businesses, and I do as Attorney General, about the regulatory burdens, about the burdens of cost of health care and the cost of energy, how do we create the best environment here in Massachusetts so that businesses who are here will stay here, businesses who want to come feel that they can come and start companies here? And by the way, we have tons of startups here. That's a conversation that has to happen not just with government, but with the for-profit sector and certainly our not-for-profit sector, which is also a big employer here.
But that's a goal. How do we do it, create that better environment to keep and expand businesses?
I think it's actually by having that conversation about making the burdens more transparent. We've done a lot of work, for instance, in trying to get healthcare costs down, and one of the reasons is that's a big business expense, as well as we want access for people. And government can't do that alone, but you need to do it with those businesses who are here. Part of what I've done is, and will be doing, is talking to folks are exactly asking that question, Bob. What is it that you need to be successful here? Because they're the ones who know.
Respond to someone who might be looking at this campaign and say, you know, Martha Coakley ran for the Senate in U.S. Senate in 2010, didn't get that, and now she's running for governor in 2014. Is this anything but Attorney General?
This is about my determination to serve where I think I can serve the public best. And I am asking the voters to consider that. Ultimately, they make that decision. But I think Massachusetts benefits when you have a good, strong field, when there are choices. I'm going to put my vision out there and talk to folks, and I intend to convince people that I will be the next governor and a good governor.
State Attorney General Martha Coakley, candidate for governor, thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob. Have a great day.